Imagine being a frazzled single mother, drowning in debt, with a half-finished novel and a custody battle looming, then accidentally being mistaken for a contract killer. That's the predicament facing Finlay Donovan, whose chaotic life takes an unexpected turn when an overheard conversation at Panera leads a desperate woman to offer her $50,000 to take care of an abusive husband. What follows is a darkly comedic tale of murder, mishaps, and motherhood that brilliantly blends domestic suspense with laugh-out-loud moments, proving that sometimes the most relatable protagonist is one who's accidentally involved in organized crime while trying to make it to preschool pickup on time. By 7:45 a.m., Finley is wrestling her syrup-covered toddler while her four-year-old gives herself an impromptu haircut. Her ex-husband Stephen has fired her nanny and threatens to seek full custody unless she gets a real job. 3 months behind on mortgage payments with an HOA looming, Finley is desperate. She covers her daughter's self-inflicted bald spot with duct tape and a knit cap, a makeshift solution reflecting her approach to life's problems. The contrast between her struggle and Stephen's thriving sod business stings, especially when her daughter declares that Stephen's immaculate house would be her home, cutting through Finley like a knife. At Panera, disguised to avoid recognition after the soup-pouring incident with her husband's mistress, Finley meets her literary agent Sylvia, who pressures her about an overdue manuscript. Their conversation about Finley's fictional hit attracts a nearby woman who leaves a note, $50,000 cash with contact information. When Finley calls, Patricia Mickler explains her husband is not a nice man, doing terrible things. Looking at her bloody burp rag, knife, and duct tape, all innocent motherhood items, Finley realizes Patricia has mistaken her for a hit woman. Despite her better judgment, she fixates on the money that could solve her custody and mortgage problems. At the Lush, Finley observes Harris Mickler to verify his wife's claims about him. When she sees him slip a pill into his date's drink, Finley intervenes and switches the glasses, causing Harris to unwittingly consume his own drug. Impulsively, Finley helps the incapacitated Harris to her minivan, planning to return him to Patricia. But his wife panics, telling Finley to get rid of him and check his phone first. Finley discovers 13 folders with women's names, evidence that Harris systematically stalks, drugs, rapes, and blackmails married women. While seeking advice, Finley accidentally leaves her minivan running in the closed garage. Upon returning, she finds Harris dead from carbon monoxide poisoning. This accidental death blurs the line between Finley's fiction and reality. As a mystery writer, she knows about disposing of bodies in theory, but the practical application proves far messier than her novels suggest. Just when things can't get worse, her children's former nanny, Vero, discovers Harris's body. Instead of calling police, Vero offers to help dispose of the body for 40% of Patricia's payment and her job back. Vero serves as Finley's perfect foil. While Finley wrestles with moral panic, Vero approaches the situation with cold efficiency. When Finley questions their actions, Vero simply shows her Harris's phone with the incriminating photos, silently justifying everything. Their partnership solidifies as they bury Harris on Stephen's sod farm at night. The scene blends dark humor with tension as they dig a waist-deep hole while Vero casually suggests they corner the market on contract killing. Vero's comfort with criminal activity stems from her past. Finley first met her at a bank where Vero worked as a teller. After helping with Finley's children and being reprimanded, Vero was caught slashing her boss's tire. Despite this red flag, Finley, desperate for childcare, immediately hired her as a babysitter, an impulsive decision with now far-reaching consequences. After burying Harris, Finley and Vero collect payment from Patricia, who immediately offers $75,000 to handle her Pilates acquaintance's husband issues with Andrei Barovkov. This escalation pulls Finley deeper into danger. Research shows Andrei is a murder suspect working as a bodyguard for Felix Zhurov, who has Russian mob connections. The stakes rise when Finley discovers Harris had been stealing from the mob. When she tries to return Irina Barovkov's money and back out of the contract, Irina refuses, doubles the offer, and threatens them. If they don't kill her husband within 2 weeks, she'll tell Andrei they stole his money, essentially marking them for death. The situation worsens when Detective Nick Anthony investigates Harris's disappearance, believing Harris left the bar with Teresa Hall, Finley's ex-husband's fiancé. Despite everything Teresa has done, stealing her husband, threatening her custody, Finley decides she can't let someone else take the fall for Harris's death. Throughout her ordeal, Finley continues working on her novel, drawing inspiration from her real-life experiences. Unexpectedly, her literary agent calls with news. Her editor loves Finley's manuscript about a timid wife hiring someone to kill her husband. They're offering a 2-book deal with a $75,000 advance per book. This creates both opportunity and danger. The $150,000 could solve her financial problems and help fight for custody of her children. But publishing a novel that mirrors her actual crime risks drawing unwanted scrutiny from law enforcement. When Stephen questions how Finley can afford Vero as live-in help, she reveals her book deal. His initially dismissive attitude about her crappy books shifts dramatically when he sees the advance amount. This represents a turning point. Finley finally has resources to fight back against Stephen's custody threats. The irony is complex. Her accidental foray into crime has jump-started her stalled writing career and given her work newfound depth. Her manuscript becomes both confession and cover story as she transforms her darkest moments into commercial fiction. As Finley and Vero struggle to escape their criminal situation, they become entangled with the Russian mob. At a garage, Finley meets Felix Zhurov and Andrei Borovkov, who threatens her with a knife, revealing his suspicion that Harris fled with mob money. Desperate, Finley and Vero return to Stephen's farm to relocate Harris's body before police discover it. Andrei follows them there and in the ensuing confrontation accidentally shoots himself. They stage both bodies to appear as a mob execution and flee. The next day, news reports that 6 bodies were found at the farm, with police treating it as mob-related killings. Felix has been detained, creating the perfect cover story. Police believe Andrei killed Harris for Felix, who then eliminated Andrei. Just as Finley begins imagining a normal life and potential romance with Julian, the bartender from the Lush, she receives a plain white envelope. Inside is a dark web printout featuring her ex-husband Stephen's name and address with an offered payment of $100,000 in cryptocurrency, suggesting one danger may be over, but another looms.